GOP Rep. Massey, "There's two tiers of justice, there's a dual system here." By Jeff Poor on September 21, 2023. Wednesday on FNC's The Ingram Angle, Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, a member of the House Judiciary Committee, said his takeaway from a House Judiciary Committee hearing featuring testimony from Attorney General Merrick Garland was a double standard within the U.S. criminal justice system. The Kentucky Republican called it two tiers of justice. He noted the phenomenon as it pertained to the Hunter Biden investigation. Partial transcript as follows. Ingram, Congressman, Merrick Garland, doesn't remember conversations about the president's son. What went down there? Massey, you know usually he comes in he says well as long-standing FBI policy not to comment on an ongoing investigation. Well, their job is investigating. So they're basically saying they won't comment on anything. But today, he'd just forgotten everything. He didn't know, he wasn't there, couldn't remember. Ingram, well, he's somewhat of impeccable memory. I mean, he was one of the smartest jurists on the D.C. Circuit. So smart that the Democrats wanted to put him on the Supreme Court. He's not, Bob Mueller kind of having struggles, perhaps. Intellectually. This guy is kind of Johnny on the spot. So I'm not following that. Massey, I didn't either. We didn't buy it. I didn't believe it. But one of the themes that came out of this hearing today was that there's two tiers of justice. There's a dual system here, and the reason Hunter Biden tried to get his arraignment by video is he thought he could. He's gotten special treatment the whole time by this DOJ. Ingram, do you think that the gun charge issue is kind of a fig leaf? Though, to kind of get people off the scent to what really is going on here, which was influence peddling. Perhaps U.S. foreign policy changed or altered? Or some type of effect on it because of the money trail going to Hunter Biden? Massey, oh, absolutely. This is the one charge that doesn't go back to Joe Biden, the big guy. The big guy wasn't involved in the gun charge. So we'll charge him with that. Whereas and then also, some of these tax charges are. Some of the charges, they slow-walk them. So that the statute of limitations ran out for the period of time where the big guy was involved. So that if you do go into the other charges that he supposedly pled to, they weren't during this period of Burisma and Joe Biden as vice president, so that's another thing they did. They only want to charging for the things that aren't connected to the big guy. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.